ABC Radio Australia.
We begin in Solomon Islands, where they had four women MPs when Parliament dissolved, but there's concerns there'll be less women when the House reconvenes after next month's national election. This is after two women MPs decided not to contest, with their husbands instead running in their seats. But President of the Western Provincial Council of Women, Rendy Solomon, says there's hope that those who will be running will make a mark for women's representation.
I think this is an achievement to get three women contesting in three of the constituencies in Western Province. I believe that these women have given a lot of commitment in terms of moving out of their comfort zone and contesting with our former leaders and some very strong potential leaders for Western Province. So I think to us, it's already an achievement with the knowledge and understanding that these women have, and they want to be part of the election this year. So the only thing is just the challenge of getting to be a successful candidate within the three constituencies in Western Province.
When you say challenge, what do you mean?
First and foremost, I mean, if I'm correct, the level of corruption in Solomon Island is quite high. And a lot of our people in the rural areas, they don't understand what a policy is because of our limitations in terms of accessing education down to the rural areas, and understanding them and participating, involving in them, and also with the strategies, they don't see much in accessing services. Like one of the examples is some of the government services are not really trickling down to the grassroots level, and most of the people in the rural areas, they don't see much of it because a lot of these powers in terms of service deliveries are in the hands of the members of the parliament through the CDF and the Constituency Development Program. And when we talk about election in Solomon Islands, there is already discrimination in terms of people who vote for who and who vote for them. So that is a challenge for women especially.
Because a lot of people in Melanesia live in rural areas, so are there other issues that women face?
For example, accessing quality education for their children, accessing quality health services for their children, even accessing water supply and sanitation for women and children, or even the community as a whole, it's already been a challenge. While it is already in the policy and it is already, they have financial support for them, but when it comes to how implementation of these programs and policies are implemented, it doesn't trickle down to the rural areas.
How do you see the chances of these three women from the Western Province?
I think everybody will have the aim or the overall goal of winning. Everybody's wish is they would want to win, but then it depends on how the voters will make decisions to determine casting the ballot on the 17th of April. So, I mean, looking at these three women, it will be a bigger challenge when they compare contesting with male leaders in the Solomon Islands, because in most of the surveys that we do in the past, you will see people wanting women to come in politics. But that's one thing. That's what they were thinking. But actually doing it when it comes to the election, it's a different story because the level of corruption is so high. And so that's why we're just hoping that people will understand why do we want to get women in the top decision-making, and people have to make the choice. I think the power belongs to the people when we talk about elections. It's not your qualification that is counted or your status that is counted. It's people's power. So we cannot make a lot of predictions, but we can only hoping and wishing that, you know, it's good that there is an equal opportunity in the platform of the national election for Solomon Islands. So just wishing these three women all the best and see how we can move on with progressing status of women in Western Province. Because I would like to give a classic example. Like, we have networks and organizations that advocate for women. And we have these the networks, their structures goes down to the rural communities. But there is not much that you can see in terms of implementation governance policies, like sending a child to school. Women are still struggling. Accessing to health services and other health care, women are still struggling. So this is the classic example that, you know, we cannot measure how people will understand in supporting women, but I think they should give women a try in Western Province.
There are several women who were members of the previous parliament, and they are now stepping aside to let their husbands run in the election. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a pity. Like, getting into parliament is the people that want, you know, give you the power to go in the parliament. So if the women are stepping out, maybe for other reasons that, you know, I might not know, but then getting their husbands back, the husband have their rights also. I mean, it will be discriminatory to mention a lot of things, but I would just put it this way, that making decisions to get into parliament is individual decision. And every citizen in Solomon Island has the right to make decisions. So I think the women decided not to, and their husbands want to go in. The only downside part of it is we will be having two women less in the upcoming parliament. Already we have four, so we should be adding more women. And I'm not too sure about other provinces, how many women are contesting. But had these two women stays in the parliament and contest to regain the seat, that could be a bonus for women in Solomon Island.
Why is it important for women to participate in the decision-making for your country?
Women are already managers at home, in their families, in their community, in their tribe. Most of the church groups, women play a crucial role in participating in those, and it's evident in our churches in Solomon Islands. So believing in the skills and knowledge that women have in managing their family, managing their community, I think women can make a difference if we were given the opportunity to be voted in the highest level of decision-making in Solomon Islands. So I think it is an investment to have give women a try in getting into the highest decision-making body in Solomon Islands.